Good morning, guys. So you would see the big post above that I just did about the meditation. I went there the other week and I've actually done a couple of meditations with this crew. Very, very good. If you're not doing meditation, you're missing out on a very, very important part of your life. Possibly one of the most important things you can do living here on Earth. That's how important it is. So if you guys are around the northern New South Wales or you're in Queensland, you're not too far up the coast, highly recommend you guys come to this meditation tonight. It is profound, and I don't promote things that aren't amazing, and this was really amazing. Really solid, good crew of old school meditators. The room was cooking, full of energy. It was absolutely beautiful, really well done. So like I said in that big voicemail I did the other day, I'll be promoting as many solutions as I can. And action. And it's funny, when I promote meditations and chi energy things, the response is always one third of what it would be if I just promoted or posted about some exciting fucking drama going on in the world. It's weird, you know? People are actually just addicted to the dopamine hit. And then when it's like, hey, come down to this meditation, which is fucking amazing, you know, rather than being 2,000 views or whatever, it's like, we'll say 100 comments, it's like 10 comments, tumbleweeds. And that there, that is exactly the shit that I talk about in that live feed about why we are in the situation we're in today. Protest comes up, people are like, oh, I've got dinner with my family, oh, I'm going to the beach that day, or we've organized to fucking do a breathwork course or some shit, whatever it is. Someone's party, someone's fucking birthday. I mean, not even breath work, that's taking action. Shouldn't have put that in there. And that's the reason why people don't go to protests sometimes. And they say that every person that goes to a protest, there would be 10 that wanted to go that didn't show up. So, I mean, you think about the numbers of people that are at our protests in Australia at the moment, they're fucking huge. Imagine everyone actually showed up and just took a spoonful of concrete, got in their car, organized their lives and turned up, you know? So, yeah, have a think about, for people out there who do live local and you could get down there, what your reasoning is behind why you don't want to go. And then have a think about, is it you or is it your parasites or your monkey mind blocking you from doing stuff that's inherently important to your evolution? And a place where you probably meet some other great like-minded people. In a time right now in Australia when we are actually kind of free compared to the last 2 years where you weren't even allowed to go somewhere with more than 10 people. You weren't even allowed out of your fucking street if you're in Sydney. And now we've got all this stuff going on and people have almost gone back into their slumber a little bit. A lot of people are getting comfortable. It's like, oh, I'm just going to chill now. The pressure's off. Don't worry, guys. The pressure's not off. It's coming back. So this is the time now where you fucking take action on all levels. Plant your trees, buy your seeds, get your food, get your water, get your solar. Connect with your community. Do banners, do letterbox drops. Get out in the streets, talk to people. Do all the shit you have to do, you know? I was at Pacific Fair yesterday and there was this it's a shopping center on the Gold Coast. I went up for some radiation poisoning. I went up for some actual, what's it called? Retail therapy. I bought some shoes, some clothes. I haven't bought any clothes or anything for years, like a long time. I just work in the bush, do my thing. And I actually used to buy so many clothes years ago and so many pairs of shoes that I've still got fuck loads of shoes from like 10 years ago that are brand new. I've still got an eBay addiction, I won't lie. I'm definitely a consumer. Fuck. If everyone bought the way I bought on eBay and stuff like that, our economy would be fucking better than China's economy. I'll tell you what. Oh, it's bad. It's actually bad. I talk about, like, you know, recycling and reusing a bit, but yet I buy so much shit off the internet. I really do. I'm a gadget man. I love buying little devices and working on things. And yeah, but anyway, I haven't bought shit for ages. So give me a break. I went up there and there was this book your COVID vaccine little stand in the middle of Pacific Fair, and I was standing there get some food. I turned around, I kept looking at it. I was with someone that had two kids there and everything too, and like it wasn't the right time for me to cause a drama, you know? And but I kept looking around. And I was like, oh, so many things I want to say, you know? And I usually would, I always do, but it's just, timing and stuff around kids, especially if there's divorces and things going on, and the other parents can use things against them. And so, anyway, there is a right time and for everything. But that's the best opportunity when you're out in the street and there's a COVID fucking book your vaccine there. Just roll up and be like, hey guys, have you seen these Pfizer documents? Just put them on the table. And you highlight all the important bits. You have it all so organized. And then you have the information, say it's large insurance firms confirm 45% increase in death across the board. You have that printed out with the headings, screenshot it off your computer, highlight the important bits, and at the bottom on red text, write, so what this means is 40% more people are dying around the world since they're vaccinated, and make it really simple and just hand it to those people and go, hey, like, why are you doing this job for? Why are you sitting here booking people in for a death shot when this is the statistics, and then record them and make them look like fucking idiots so they're either fully just question what they're doing or they want to leave their jobs. This is the time. Every fucking opportunity you walk past is an opportunity to put some truth in there. And all you have to do is just do a little bit each day, and everyone else does a little bit each day, and there's heaps going on. And it saves someone like me spending my whole fucking life doing it, which I'm not doing anymore. I'm not actually going to do this shit anymore. I'm going to just fucking gradually do my thing when the right moments appear. I'm going to do it the way everyone else should be. That's all we've got to do. Just do it. Wear your good clothes. Speak well. Look the part. Because if you're talking to someone who's in the Matrix, right? If you're in Pacific Fair, you're in the Gold Coast or some shit like that, they're not going to fucking listen to you if you've fucking got shabby clothes on, you're not wearing shoes, you look fucked, That's just the way it is. That's nothing to do with you. I get that. You know that. It means nothing to do with a person and their energy and who they are. But when you're talking to people who are firmly in the matrix and their life revolves around expensive watches, finance cars, AMGs, big titty women, fake lips, expensive dinners, trying to be cool like the film clips, all right, you've got to actually meet them somewhere on their level. So, anyway. Every opportunity you have right now is an opportunity, and you're putting money in your spiritual bank account. Remember that. Every time you go out and you do some awesome shit and you're giving, you're a person of service, and that doesn't mean you give because you have an empty cup and you feel like shit, then you regret it and you're angry and you're pissed off. No, it's you're giving because your cup is full and overflowing, and it feels great to be of service. Just like what Harold Krausweller said in one of my videos years ago. He said, people who are waiters and work in restaurants, they have a straight back because they're of service and they're proud of their job and how they work. It's a funny thing, you know? Everything is interwoven, everything is connected. I 100% agree when you're of service. Even like cleaners, who are cleaning people's houses, they're proud after. They've done a beautiful job cleaning up someone's space energetically and physically. It's like a proud giving job. And if you're not giving, if you're always taking, if you've got a business that you're just smashing money, but you're not really giving to the world, if you give more, you'll get back more. That's a simple theme. All the elite know that. You give 10%, you get back fucking heaps more. Your bottom line increases. The amount of profit you make increases. So it's worth giving anyway if you want to make more money. But giving in general is about your universal balance. If you're not giving, you'll get fucked over somehow, and you'll be forced to give, So it's really important to be giving out there in the world. And the more people that are giving are in gratitude, are in gracefulness, then that comes back. Because all your friends are awesome, because you've been awesome, and it's inspired your friends. And then your friends, when they go hang out in their mates' groups or friends, they become the inspiring person and they inspire that group, and so on and so forth. It's so simple, right? There is no them and us. It's just us and the way we relate to ourselves and others. We don't have to worry about what's going on overseas, really. All we have to do is focus on cleaning up our own backyards, our own streets, our own families, our own lives, and wherever we go, be that inspiring inspiration. It's done. That's the war. The war's finished. You did your part. You actually don't need to go do shit elsewhere. Okay? Unless there's an area where everyone's fucking asleep, then maybe you should go infiltrate for a while. You should go meet people there. You should run a presentation. You meet people for dinner, coffee, hangout, meditation, invite them over, watch a documentary, Get someone who you know is thinking about opening a restaurant there and go, hey, you should use structured reverse osmosis filtered water, put the sign on the shop and say, we also use organic products. Boom, boom, boom. You've just planted something in their mind. Not only are they going to get more customers because all the organic people are going to go there anyway, because that's what happens. It's a fucking cult following. You know, it's a thing. People look on their phones and they travel, go, where's an organic shop? Where's a shop that sells healthy food or vegan or whatever you're into? So you're planting seeds. You didn't have to do anything. You just planted the right seed at the right moment. And then that person's like, yeah, we're going to get a fucking water filter. All our food's going to be cooked in that fucking fresh water. And we're going to have these products. We're going to have all these organic treats. Boom! You've just created a market. And then what happens after that? Oh, old mate's going to open a meditation studio two shops down the road. So people go to the meditation studio, they do that, they have breath work and retreats and things going on there and gatherings. Then they go eat at the organic shop down the road. Boom, boom. Next thing, what happens after that? A yoga studio opens down the road further. Boom, we've got yoga now. We have food, we have meditation. Okay, then another shop opens across the road and they're selling fucking organic clothes, bamboo bed sheets, fucking crystals, whatever it is. That is the process, and people start awakening. Food, health, boom, boom. All right, now there's a fresh produce shop across the road. They're selling fresh fruit, vegetables. They've got all the nuts and seeds, the bulk, the whole foods. So now that area is on the awakening path because of you planted that first seed initially in that person's mind and said, hey, maybe you should chuck some more shit on your menu. Maybe you should use filtered water. That area, that town is now going to progress. All you have to do is get some high vibratory consciousness workshops, food shops, gathering places together, and that area will naturally go forward. That will naturally be the progressive energy which will change the frequency, the vibration of that area. Because in the council and all these different things that happen, people will have more conscious ideas. They'll be like, hey, we need a community food garden. Boom, doing it. Hey, we actually need to start composting. Boom, it's happening because you have the numbers. Hey, why the fuck are we spraying glyphosate around the children's fucking playground and around the telegraph poles in town and our dogs are sniffing it and they're getting sick and they're dying because of it? Can we not do that anymore? Boom, hey, how about we plant food in the nature strip in this area? So the next thing you know, you have gardens, you have awareness, you have consciousness, you have children not vaccinating their babies, you have parents coming together after school and they have their own homeschool stuff going on. They've got their own non-vax children hanging out. Then they have the confidence to speak out in public because they're not feeling like they're alone because there's other legends in the area. This is how it all works. This is what happened in Mullumbimby and Nimbin and all these different areas in northern New South Wales, but many, many years ago. And this needs to happen in your town. And people are thinking it, but a lot of people aren't taking the action. So if you're an action taker, this is your role to fucking create change in your area. And it's that simple. This is the war, right? The war is an information war, and it's a war on action. Yeah, all the stuff that they're doing, or they're doing this, they're not doing anything. They're just putting posts out in the news and saying, we're going to do this. And then you go, oh, they're doing that, as if it's happening. It's not fucking happening if you don't do it. It's not going on. It's never going on. It's a facade. It's magic. Oh, they're going to do this. No, they're not. Because you and your friends and your family and your area and your street and your suburb and your city and your state and your country and your earth are not doing it. And people are done with it, but they just most of the time want someone else to start it and then they'll do it, you know? That's the issue. A lot of people want to do things, but they don't want to be the first person to start it because they're still worried about being socially cool and accepted and all that stuff. So if you're a fucking a bridge maker, if you're a way shower, if you're a fucking a vanguard, you know, one of these people who is just fucking out there getting shit done, do it. Connect with someone else who does the background stuff, the paperwork, the organization, because usually the people who are the way showers aren't very good at organizing. Get your little team together, have a meeting. Organize a signal group, organize a Telegram group, get some people in your local area together, meet up, have coffee, have dinner, whatever, and talk and go, hey, how can we do this? Let's start letterbox dropping. Boom. See a letterbox drop the whole area. Make some pamphlets. Letterbox drop. Say we're having a meeting for all people who are concerned about the way the world is going. Then you have that meeting. You'll have a bunch of muggles show up. You have a few Freemasons show up, most likely. You have a whole bunch of aware, awake people. Vet the group. Go through, be very careful who's in there. Then create a group, create a movement, okay? Monitor it, make sure it works. If anyone's doing weird shit behind the scenes to try and destroy it, fuck them off, okay? And then you have your group, then you have your council, your people, your awareness. And then try and have people on every street. Think about who you know in your area. If you grew up in an area, you'll know people that live in every street. Get those people on board first because you know them. Letterbox drop again. We're doing this now. We're having a barbecue, having a picnic. We're having a day of food, some music, and some information. Have a beautiful day. Have some food. Have a ceremony. Play some didgeridoo. Have a fire. Do these things, then connect after. Get people hugging. Get people connected. Get everyone to hold hands at the end. Have a little prayer. This is fucking the sacred shit which people are looking for in the cities. This is normal to us where we live. Okay, this is totally normal, but it's not normal for the cities. I used to run meditations, sound journeys, and all the rest of it in an area in New South Wales, in Sydney. And no one was doing that shit then. People were crying at the end. They're like, oh my God, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever fucking done. I'm like, holy fuck. These people haven't had a hug, haven't had a sound journey, haven't had even an hour to themselves to be loved and nourished in I don't know how long, So it's important. It's important for you to run sound journeys. It's important for you to run meditation classes. And when I say run a meditation class, you can literally invite people over and just play something on YouTube or play something on Spotify. An hour-long meditation with the music in the background, a guided just get people to sit down, bring a cushion, close your eyes, put some candles on, make the room nice and zen, and that's it. You actually don't have to even run it yourself. You can run one off the internet, and that's good enough, and people will fucking love it. Just do 20, 25 minutes, 30 minutes max. See how people go. And then later on, you can do our ones, But it's just getting people into the mindset of doing it. And then they go off and they do their own ones. And then they go find spiritual teachers and books. And then they have their own journey. You started it. You did it just by getting people to show up. How fucking easy was that? How fucking easy was that? That's the war. And if you're not doing this shit, your world's not going to change. Suck shit. What's coming is going to fuck you up. Straight up, guys, if you don't do nothing, what is coming is gonna absolutely fuck every aspect of your life. And this is a frequency band, okay? What happens is the higher dimensional realms, the higher dimensional beings, and the creator looks down, and you're literally only seen by your frequency. So when people start waking up, they start doing the inner work, they start doing the detoxing, they start working through gratitude, through gracefulness, you are like a lighthouse. And then this fucking beam of light literally comes out the top of your head, goes up through your energy centers, up and connects to the prime creator, okay? And your lighthouse is active, and then the universe is like, okay, boom, let's start sending the lessons. This person's on the awakening journey. This guy's got to clean up his family problems. He's got to sort out his old relationship problems. He's got to look after his health. It's time for him to fuck off his job. So all this hectic shit starts happening in your life. And then that's a perception-based reality. Oh, I lost my job. Good, because you need to find a better job. Or it's like, oh, fuck, I lost my job. My life's shit. I'm going to go home and smoke bongs now and drink alcohol and fucking watch Netflix and be a loser. Ah, that's not it. It's a lesson. Take the lesson. Take the lesson. Take the bull by the horns and grab it and fucking run it around. And go, sweet, what else you got for me? Okay, so the bigger you are, the bigger the light you can hold, the harder your lessons are going to be. And that doesn't mean your whole life has to be shitty fucking lessons. You just literally ask the universe and go, hey, I need a break. I need a break for a bit just to recoup, recover, and get my energy up. Just give me a little bit of a break. And the universe will do that for you. Get yourself sorted. And during that break, don't fuck around. Don't fuck around like now. People are fucking around. They're just doing nothing. They walk around the streets going, oh, I'm glad the mask's on anymore. It's great. No, I'm going to go here, just do this. Okay, then the pressure comes back on, everyone's all of a sudden back on my pages. They're back on Thanos' pages. They're back on Dave Wanegg's pages. Oh, what do we do? They're coming for us, the New World Order. Well, we had 4 months of fucking reprieve. And what did you do? You didn't do shit. You just fucking sat around, did nothing. What do you expect? This is a long course. This is not the sprint. This is a marathon run. This is our whole lives, guys. Until we literally start removing these people from power. Okay, and we change the financial system, fucking stop the geoengineering, get the fluoride out of the water, and start getting rid of some of these bigger ticket items, change our food, our medical system, and get rid of all these parasites out of politics. Okay, that's when we can actually have a break. And that's when we know we're actually heading in the right direction. Yes, everyone's awakening, the world's awakening, but now it's about action. Okay, I cannot believe that these people have not been bashed in the streets. I cannot believe it that these Klaus Schwabs and these Faucis and Bill Gateses haven't just had bricks thrown at them or been shot at or their houses bombed or their cars blown up. I just can't believe that people out there haven't started doing that yet. I'm not saying people should, but it kind of shows like where we are as a civilization. These fucking murderers, these filthy murderers who are literally killing people off, fucking the economy, creating wars all over the world, creating a food shortage. They're all in bed with fucking 9/11 and everything. These fucking vaccines, which are killing people worldwide, 45% increase in death worldwide for every fucking area that has high amounts of vaccinations. I mean, you can't make this shit up, right? And they're like, oh, yes, we need to work about global warming and climate change. Fuck off, you dickheads. Fuck off, you fucking wankers. Seriously, the next person that talks about climate change. And even Elon Musk talking about buying Twitter for 42 billion. Do you know how much damage you could do in the world with 42 million? You could fucking buy up half the Amazon. And then that whole entire fucking Amazon is now a protected region that can't be burnt down by these motherfuckers who are doing the beef farms and that. The lungs of our world. You could buy the lungs of our world. Just buy it, a whole big chunk of it. And then re-establish it into the most incredible fucking rainforest on the planet and keep that shit going. That's a legacy. Not buying fucking Twitter. Oh, great. Twitter. Good. Why don't you start your own platform? Just get everyone onto that. I don't know. Fuck, anyway. I just find that weird. Elon Musk is the next Trump, you know? Positioned to be the savior. And then what's Trump do? He rolls out the fucking vaccine. He rolled out all the vaccines. Ah, you'll thank me for it later, he said. Fucking thank you for it. What are you thanking for now? Even Alex Jones said it the other day on his podcast, and Alex was heavily promoting Trump. I mean, I definitely promote, I'm not promote, I definitely, there's a lot of things he did which are incredibly good, but then that can all be fucking literally thrown under the rug when you've just rolled out the biggest genocidal vaccine depopulation agenda in history. Operation Warp Speed. He just fucking rolled it out super quick. He's either a Zionist shill or he got duped hard. One of the two, you know? Either way, it doesn't matter. What's happened has happened, and this is where we're at. But Alex Jones, he said, fuck, what Trump's done with the vaccines is almost unexcusable. And I believe that too, you know? Because this vaccine rollout's been fucking hectic. So anyway, guys, that's where we're at. And the point of me talking today is like going, why don't you take action? What makes you not do things? What makes you not get out of bed? What makes you not go to a protest? What makes you not do letterbox drops, meditations, organize stuff, create business, work with community, get down, talk to people, run retreats, fucking run whatever, do men's circles, men's business, mentor kids? Tell you what, if you're an inspiring fucking parent, you should be mentoring kids. You should be an awesome, funny, fucking loose parent connecting with these kids and teaching them some sacred stuff. If I had a mentor when I was a kid, if I met some Navajo Indian like I did when I was like 30, when I was 10 years old, and he said, you want to come into a sweat lodge, that would have fucking changed my whole life. I would have been a child of the forest straight away. I would have been a completely different person if I met one inspiring person when I was growing up. And that's all it takes, guys. It only literally takes you to meet one incredible person that changes your whole life. Rather than Kanye West, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, Tupac, and fucking Eminem. That was who we had, which is inspiring. I mean, Tupac's definitely inspiring, and that guy was on a whole nother level. But the rest of them, that's our role models. That's who we're looking up to. You know, we are a product of our upbringing. The first 8 years is who we're going to be forever. And then the rest of it's just gene sequencing, and you know, you can shift and change a little bit, but you've actually already created the baseline for who you are. That's why that getting rid of the trauma and doing this inner work is so important, because it's the only way you can get in to change the way your brain functions and the way your body responds. Really important, really powerful. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna bring on my naturopath in the next week or so. We're gonna talk about cancer cures and all the rest of it. If you guys have got any good people for me to interview, health people in particular, or even really good products and shit like that, I'm more swaying towards doing that. This round, you know, I've done the geopolitical, exopolitical stuff.
I might talk about the alien shit a whole bunch more because that whole agenda is just so massive and so many people just don't even fucking believe in it. It's hilarious. They think that because they think it because they believe in the flat Earth model that cancels out all types of multidimensional realities and we're here by ourselves, which is fucking hilarious. When even if you're an atheist or no matter what position you live on Earth, you either believe in ghosts, you believe in God, you believe in aliens. You believe in entities, jinn, angels, or you've had a paranormal experience. Every single human being on this planet has felt an energy, has felt something. When something's happened, they've had weird shit happen to them, you know. And it's like, really? We're gonna say because the Earth's flat that that cancels out multidimensional realities, interdimensional travel. Jesus, it's a big psyops that one, you know. I'm not saying the Earth is or isn't flat and all the rest of it, you know. You'd think that by the year of 2022, we would have worked it out by now. Like 100% unequivocally, we would know. We would at least be able to go through the information. Okay, that's incorrect. That's definitely incorrect. Let's not talk about that part anymore. Okay, this part, definitely. Okay, that can blah, blah, blah. Why don't we go through it all? Where is the fucking video which literally unequivocally proves one way or the other? Or is it both? Okay, is it both? Why haven't we done an expedition? Go find the ice wall. Well, probably because the Navy and the military are there to stop you. But all these things we could be doing, right? Back to my fucking initial point, we could be fucking doing, but instead we're sitting on our fucking computers arguing with other fucking humans about our beliefs. It's a belief, right? Because until you actually see it yourself, you do it yourself, you run the experiment yourself, it's a load of bullshit. It's just fucking talk, internet talk. You might as well be in the metaverse already. That's why when I seen years ago all the people who were running hydrogen on their cars, I was like, I want to fucking see if this shit's real. Then I bought a hydrogen setup and I put it on my bus and I was like, okay, it did work. I got a 35% fuel saving. Wow, it's actually a real thing. I wasn't embodied until I did it. I knew it worked. Like I knew it worked, but until I actually did it, then I owned it. And I was like, all right, okay, this is a fucking real thing. And there's a whole bunch of other things that I worked out along the way too while doing it. It wasn't just as simple as what it was. So anyway, love you all. Hope you're sharing my shit. Get onto my website. Got products on there. I'll get back to everybody about the CBD and distribution in the next day. Get you guys up and running. Get you guys some products. I've got a whole bunch of testers too, which we can send out. You can try it. Like I said, it's good for you, good for your dog, good for everyone. It's one of the only things that I just consistently promote when I can be bothered because I get so many good testimonials. And when you give, it makes you feel good. You know, we should all be feeling good. So do things that make you feel good. Do you even know it makes you feel good? Do you even know it lights you up? What do you actually enjoy doing on this earth, on this planet, in this earth school experience? What do you like? What do you actually like? I say this to a lot of people. Okay, if you had a magic wand and you could swipe it and you could create the perfect life, what would it look like? If you never had to work a day again, another question, right? If you never had to work a day ever again, what would you be doing? Let's say you're getting 5 grand a week, right? And you got your rent, your food, everything's all sorted. You don't have to worry about any of that shit. You just got your life to do, okay? You're gonna cook and they cook you 3 meals a day and you got money in the bank. Your Joe's all paid, your mortgage is all paid, you're living, right? What would you be doing? What makes you happy? Okay, then the next part to that question, okay, could you be doing that now in your current life? And I guarantee you, 98% of the time, the answer is yes. You could be doing that. You just got to shuffle a few things around and do it. So these are my ending questions to you guys, and I want you to put these in the comments, please, okay? What would your perfect life look like? And if you don't know, you're not going to get it. If you can't envision it so clearly and fucking smell it, you ain't going to get that shit. Because this world is about creation. It's a creator being world where the person with the most profound, precise vision who can hold it longest with energy, you will create it. That's why we have the mainstream news. That's why we have the film clips. That's why we have the movies. Everything is about creating their fucking narrative. The assassin, the nuclear bomb, the all these movies, the same old shit, the dystopian future of AI, all this stuff is programming you into creating it and normalizing their reality when our reality should be free energy, free people, okay, borderless travel. Because let me tell you, when people are comfortable, safe, secure, and happy, they don't go rob motherfuckers. They don't go take drugs. They don't go out in the pub and drink piss. You don't do any of these things when your cup is overfilling. You don't need to because your life is full and it's beautiful and you're nourished and you're healthy and you're not scared and lonely and worried about not being able to pay rent next week. You know, you're not stripping because you need more money. You're not selling drugs because you need to get by. You don't go to boxing classes every day because you're scared. You know, a lot of people actually just go train and box because they're scared. Because they're scared of what may happen. They're scared. And the rest of the people, they're professionally fighting or whatever they're doing, and they're fighting their fellow man. When there's a new world order armor, a new world order army on the fucking doorsteps, and we're in there fighting in the ring against our brothers and sisters, when there's people out there who deserve to be knocked the fuck out. Okay? Where's your focus? Where's your attention? Why are you doing what you do? What is the reason behind why you wear makeup? Why you dress the way you do? Why you drive the car you do? Think about these things. Get to the core of what it is and why the fuck you do what you do, and then stop doing all the stupid shit that wastes your time and energy and money, and you realize we have so much time to create a better world. And what does your world look like? My world looks like free energy. All the cars are floating. We have massive like Tesla-style technology all over the planet, which negates the harmful frequencies. It creates an orgone energy of healing. So just being on Earth, you're actually healing and getting well, and your DNA is activating. We have food forests everywhere. We get rid of the mass agro culture farming, and we just turn it all into syntropic farming. People are allowed to have properties on their property and have communities running everywhere. You're allowed to grow food and fruit trees in all the council areas. The council is run by humans, not by a bunch of fucking parasites. And we have good leaders. We spend money on terraforming the deserts into rainforests. We don't have refugees. We don't have homeless people anymore. We don't have the armies. The armies are turned into tree planting armies, into filling and cleaning the oceans up armies. That's what they're for. You have free range. All spiritual work and stuff like that is free. We turn around the education system, and we have an actual education system where people learn earth school techniques. You learn how to be human, how to be awesome, how to be connected. People who don't have jobs are on living wage. There you go, $2,000 a week. No worries. Whatever. It's, money's fictional anyway. It's just fucking printed out of thin air. It's not even a thing. So simple. So simple to turn these things around. We don't have the mainstream news. We have what's happening in the local area. Amazing stuff, positive stuff, all the good shit, all the good things people are doing. That's what we talk about. That's what we focus on. Floating cities. We're interstellar. We're connected. We're out there. We're doing what we want. We're so close to that right now, guys, if you didn't know. We're actually so close to that. All we have to do is get rid of a few parasites. And once we have the free energy technologies and all the tech that's been hidden from us, at our fingertips, and we can create this. No more coal, no more oil, no more gas, no more mining. Why wouldn't we just make everything out of hemp? Why wouldn't we turn all the sugarcane fields around and run them as hemp? Create everything out of hemp. Everything you see, it's made of metal, hemp. Everything made out of plastic, hemp. Industrial hemp. Crazy. There's a way we can make oil and fuel for cars out of ammonia. And it costs you 15 cents a litre, you know? That's just basic technology, let alone the stuff that we have, anti-gravitic technology, free energy technologies, ether technologies, where we're just grabbing literally energy straight out of the air. No more power lines. It's finished. Recycling, it's easy. We can recycle all the garbage because we have power to recycle it and turn it back into fucking biofuels. It would take literally 10 years... and this whole world will be unrecognizable. Not even 5 years, it'd be unrecognizable in the way we live. And 10 years, visually, when you walk out, you'd be like, holy fuck, 10 years we could turn this whole entire world around. We just need to get rid of a few parasites and or stop giving them energy. That's the most important thing. Stop giving these fucking people energy. Just don't watch the news. Don't watch it. Turn it off. Don't worry about it. You've got nothing on there that's going to fucking benefit you. CNN just spent $300 million on their latest CNN Plus thing, and they barely got 10,000 viewers for $300 million input. People with Telegram accounts are getting more views than that. You know, it shows that where the consciousness is at, we're teetering on the border of this mass awakening everyone's been talking about. And the more they pressure us, the more we wake up. The more pressure they put on us, the more muggles wake up. Good on them. Fucking yeah, boy. And when they wake up, that's when you should be helping them. That's when you should be gifting your time. And what you should do is find those inspiring people. There's people out there that you know of that you can think of right now who are fucking inspiring. They've got something. They've got that energy about them. They're the ones you want to spend your time on waking up. Because once they're awake, they're going to awaken an army. They're going to go out there like a trumpet and banging a drum in the wind, and they're going to create some hectic shit. So focus on the people you know who are creative, amazing, incredible, the leaders, the thought pioneers, the ones who are incredible at what they do already and they're not even awake. Imagine how dangerous they'll be when they're awake. They're the ones you want to work on and give your time and energy to, because you know that's going to come back a thousandfold later. And once they're awake, they're going to go, thank you so much. All these thousands of people are awake now because you woke me up. Do you know how many people have said that to me? Do you know how many people have woken up now who are doing big things? I mean, close friends, family, fucking so many. One person. Imagine everyone just did what I did for just like 2 years. Just put your fucking life on hold, put the universe and waking people up first, do it in a fucking positive way. Imagine everyone did that for 1 year. That's it. The whole world would be awake, wouldn't it? Not everyone, not even everyone. One out of every 1,000 people would be enough. Because that one person wakes up thousands of people. So I actually feel we're in a pretty good position right now, guys. Yes, the New World Order is going to try and do their thing, but it's falling apart. It's falling apart everywhere. They actually haven't got many games left or many cards left now. You know, they've only got a few options left, and I don't think they're going to work. So band together, guys. Come down to the meditation. Start organizing your life. Start organizing yourself. Be fucking consistent. Be powerful. Be vicious. Be vigilant. Okay, get your warrior spirit on. If we do this good now, we don't have to do this shit forever. If we go hard now, okay, we set it up for the next generations to come for a beautiful existence where children in a few years' time will come in and they won't know the shit we went through. They'll be sitting on your lap. Your grandkids will be sitting on your lap and they'll be like, Granddad, tell us about the time where they were spraying poison in the sky and they were trying to kill you off. Tell us that story, Granddad. They won't even be aware of it. They won't even be able to fucking believe it. They'll be like, no way they put neurotoxin in the water. No way. Why didn't people do anything? Imagine looking back from the future going, why the fuck didn't they rise up? What did people wear masks for? Why did they do it? What were they afraid of? Go to the future and look back at your behavior, at everyone's behavior. You'll be looking back going, fuck these people. They're wimps. Where are their guts? Why weren't they standing up for their kids? Why didn't they do something? Okay, go to the future and look back at how bad some of people's behavior is and don't let that behavior continue. We've got a few more hurdles coming, but stand in your power, stand in your fucking sovereignty, man. The system hates empowered people because you can't trick them, you can't coerce them, and they're gonna fucking resist with all their might. That's what they don't want. They want a bunch of lost, lonely sheep, transhumanists, fucking transgender, weakling, fucking gay people who, when the war comes, they'll piss their pants and roll on their side in the fetal position and scream for their mummies. That's what they want with men. That's what they want with the organic family. They want the organic family broken to bits. So it's not men and women with strong morals, strong kids, unvaccinated kids, powerful people who are connected to God. They want people delusional, playing the video games, the bright pink hair, men being women, women being men. Oh, I identify as a space alien donkey with transhumanist, whatever. Whatever fucking stupid shit they want to believe, right? Kids would never even think of that crap if it wasn't put in their reality, okay? The kids are a product of their environment, and they'll never be like, oh, I want to wear a dress, Dad, because I saw it on the TV. They just wouldn't be doing it. It's a psyops, and you all know it. I don't give a fuck what anyone says about that one. People get so triggered by it. It's like, oh, equality. It's not equality. It's a psyops. Like all these stupid people, you know, jumping on the Ukraine bandwagon right at start. It's like, guys, wake up, would ya? You knew COVID was a scam. You knew everything else was a scam. But then all of a sudden, Putin's a problem. Like, come on, guys. Yes, and now it's getting messy. You know, it is getting messy. But anyway, it's another topic for another day. So anyway, guys, I hope you're motivated. I hope you're ready for action because shit's coming and we got this. And like I said, all you got to do is sort out your environment, your energy, your friends and the people around you, and you've done your fucking role. You've done your bit for the war. And we're in a war. Don't think for a second we're not in one, okay? Just because things have gone quiet for a little bit now, they're back on the drawing board, they're planning their next load of bullshit, hoping that you're going to fall for it, hoping that you're going to be complacent, hoping that you're going to go along with it and saying, oh, well, at least I can do this, at least I can do that, oh, it's not that bad, oh, I can still go to work. Fuck off. Think multidimensional. Think about your reality I just told you to think about before. That's your reality. That's the reality you focus on. That's your highest potential. And that's the only thing you allow in your reality is that. Don't take anything less. Don't settle for anything less. Okay, put your bar so high that anything under absolute freedom is absolute tyranny, and you resist and you fight it and you'll do everything in your power to block that shit. All right, guys, this is Nate Max. Good to see you all. Thanks for all the messages the other day. I really appreciate it. And yeah, jump on the website, have a look around. I'll start posting on there a little bit more too. I'm going to be doing less posts on Telegram, more live feeds, more interviews. And yeah, I hope to see some of you guys down at the meditation tonight at 5 p.m. Speak to you soon now. Bye.